I'm conducting a voluntary survey. A survey means you'll be answering questions, and voluntary means... I know what voluntary means, I interrupted, as planned. It means I'll be volunteering. Exactly, sir, she said. It was funny to hear my sister call me sir. Is now a good time to answer some questions? Yes, I have a few minutes, I said. The first question is, how many people are currently in your household? I looked at Prosper Lost, who was across the room, standing at his desk and looking at his fingernails. Soon he would notice I was on the phone and find some reason to stand where he might eavesdrop better. I live alone, I said, but only for the time being. I know just what you mean. I knew from my sister's reply that she was also in a place without privacy. Lately, it had not been safe to talk on the phone, and not only because of eavesdroppers. There was a man named Hangfire, a villain, who had become the focus of my investigations. Hangfire had the unnerving ability to imitate anyone's voice, which meant you could not always be sure whom you were talking to on the telephone. You also couldn't be sure when Hangfire would turn up again, or what his scheme might be. It was entirely too many things to be unsure about. In fact, my sister continued, things in my own household have become so complicated that I am unsure I can get to the library anymore. I'm sorry to hear that, I said, which was code for being sorry to hear that. Recently, my sister and I had been communicating through the library system. Now she seemed to be telling me that it would no longer be possible. My second question is, do you prefer visiting a museum alone or with a companion? With a companion, I said quickly. Nobody should go to a museum alone. What if you could not find your usual companion, she asked, because he was very far away? I wasted a few seconds staring at the receiver in my hand as if I could peer through the little holes and see all the way to the city, where my sister was, like me, working as an apprentice. Then you should find another companion, I said, rather than visiting a museum by yourself. What if there were no other suitable companions? She asked, and then her voice changed, as if someone had walked into the room. That's my third question, sir. Then you should not go to the museum at all, I said. But then I, too, was interrupted by the figure of S. Theodora Markson coming down the stairs. Her hair came first, a wild tangle, as if several heads of hair were having a wrestling match, and the rest of her followed, frowning and tall. There are many mysteries I have never solved, and the hair of my chaperone is perhaps my most curious unsolved case. But, sir, my sister was saying, but I had to interrupt her again. Give Jacques my regards, I said, which was a phrase which here meant two things. One was, I must get off the phone. The other thing the phrase meant was exactly what it said. There you are, Snicket, Theodora said to me. I've been looking for you everywhere. It's a missing persons case. It's not a missing persons case, I said, patiently. I told you I was going to be in the lobby. Be sensible, Theodora told me. You know I don't listen to you very well in the morning, and so you should make the proper adjustments. If you're going to be someplace in the morning, tell me in the afternoon. But where you are is neither here nor there. As of this morning, Snicket, we're skip tracers.
Skip tracers?
Skip tracer is a term which here means a person who finds missing persons and brings them back. Come on, Snicket, we're in a great hurry. Theodora had an impressive vocabulary, which can be charming if it is used at a convenient time. But if you are in a great hurry and someone uses something like skip tracer, which you are unlikely to understand, then an impressive vocabulary is quite irritating. Another way of saying this is that it is vexing. Another way of saying this is that it is annoying. Another way of saying this is that it is bothersome. Another way of saying this is that it is exasperating. Another way of saying this is that